Yeravam's chapter on Mishnah 4. This is Bas Israel Moreset Lokain. If a daughter of an Israelite, an Israelite woman, is engaged, betrothed to a Kohen, but not yet, they haven't completed the marriage process. Or Muberis Mikohen, she's pregnant from a Kohen, but not married from him.
Oops.
Or Shomeris Yavam Lokain. Or she falls to a Kohen for Yibum, but they haven't yet completed the process. V'chein bas kohen l'Israel, and also in the reverse cases, if it's a bas kohen who is engaged to a Yisrael, or she's pregnant from a Yisrael, or she's waiting yibum from a Yisrael, lo toichel b'truma, she can't eat truma. See that? So what he's saying is, until they're actually married, it doesn't allow, it doesn't change her status. But in the reverse, if she's a bas kohen, it's strict. It does forbid her from eating truma. It does change your status. We're going like, goes strict both ways again. So the way he puts it, the Qadi puts it, is it disqualifies her, but does not bestow the right to eat. All of these things disqualify her if she's a Kohen from eating, but if she's a Yisrael, it doesn't bestow yet the right on her to eat. And carried on the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael, Moreset Lelevi. So too, a Bas Yisrael that is betrothed to a Levi, Muberes Milevi, pregnant from a Levi, Shomeris Yavam Lelevi, or falls to a Levi for Yibum, V'chein Bas Levi Yisrael, and also the reverse for the Levi, Lo Toichel B'Masa. This person can't eat Masa yet. So the Levi gets to eat the Masa Rishon, and the same thing over here. If she was only, let's say, betrothed to the Levi, she can't eat Masa Rishon. She's pregnant from the Levi, but not married to him, she can't eat Masa Rishon. Now, what's important over here is this is only going according to Rabbi Meir, because there's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim that's brought over here, that the Chachomim actually hold that the Levi can give the Masa to everyone. You don't have to be, it doesn't have like holiness, kadosh. So the Chachomim actually would disagree with this whole Mishnah. They would say, no, if the Levi wants to give Masa Rishon to a woman he's made pregnant and he doesn't want to marry her, he can give her the Masa Rishon. So just the next three Mishnahs you've got to bear in mind are all according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachomim would disagree on all the Levi stuff. They would agree on all the Kohen stuff. They would disagree on all the Levi stuff. Carrying on, Bas Levi Moreset LaKohen, if the daughter of a Levi is engaged to a Kohen, but they haven't yet finalized the procedure. Muberes Mikohen, she's pregnant from a Kohen. Shomeres Yavam LaKohen, or she's waiting to do Yibum with the Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LaLevi, and also the reverse. Again, Lo Toichel, Lo B'Truma V'Lo B'Masa. So now she's not allowed to eat Truma, we could have figured that out, right? But not only that, she's not allowed to eat Masa. She's taken away, she's like taken out of her Levi status, but she's not yet in her Kohen status. So she's stuck in the middle and she gets to eat nothing.